Welcome, everybody, to the Health Show That Knows Health Talk Radio, brought to you by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, only on KFAR 660 AM, broadcasting to Fairbanks and beyond. So sit back, relax, and prevent a heart attack. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper, your guide to better health.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. I'm Dr. Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. Our guest today is Dr. Amy Burgess. Dr. Burgess practices chiropractic medicine right here in Fairbanks, and today we're going to talk about chiropractic medicine, especially as it relates to women and children. Dr. Burgess, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Looper.
My pleasure. So tell us how you got into chiropractic. What's the thing that drew you into the profession?
Well, so I was a massage therapist for a long time in Atlanta and started working with a group of chiropractors. And after suffering from low back pain for quite a while, I noticed that it was gone after a few adjustments. And I looked into what chiropractic was all about, because I didn't know anything about chiropractic before I started working with them. And I like just the philosophy jived with me. It's like the power that made the body heals the body. To me, that's like really powerful. You know, the body is a self-healing organism. Yeah, that's totally true. You know, like there are things that are happening in our bodies that we don't even have to think about.
Yeah, and the job of the doctor is to figure out what's in the way and then to remove it or compensate for it, as opposed to the job of the doctor is to come up with a diagnosis and give you a pill
exactly.
or a treatment, right? It's a different philosophy
right.
altogether.
Yep. It's lovely.
Wait. But there's a rub to this, as you well know. I'm going to tell you what you already know, which is you got to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
You really got to, like, take time to get to know somebody and figure out, like, what tests to run. To be able to reveal what's really going on with people, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's the great thing about, you know, being a first point of contact primary care provider is that, you know, I get all the information to be able to have, you know, the information to send people out to different people that I need to send them out to. Or, you know, I can manage that kind of stuff myself.
Right. Right, right. So let's actually get into some examples. Okay, here's the thing. When we started the show, I promised that we would talk about women and children. But that's a kind of an odd thing because women and children don't need chiropractic, do they?
As far as I'm concerned, everyone with a spine needs chiropractic, even pets and things.
Tell us why.
But in particular, you know, infants, birth, labor is a pretty, you know,
traumatic
process for both mom and baby. And a lot of times, you know, especially with the way that the obstetrics stuff is run today, like there's a lot of interventions that come into the labor and delivery room. And so with all of those interventions, there are chances that, you know, babies will have like broken clavicle or, you know, just something going on with their cranium that doesn't self-resolve or, you know, just different things that will contribute to them not having, you know, the proper developmental, meeting their developmental milestones and stuff like that. And so seeing babies to me is so important because of that. And, you know, a lot of times I have women come in with babies with nursing issues. You know, babies are not nursing properly. Babies are, you know, colicky, babies that are not pooping, you know, like just simple stuff that it's really important for babies to do because they only do like a few things. Babies cry, they poop, and they eat.
They pee, yeah.
And so if they're not doing those things or they're not doing them, you know, the way that I guess they should, then there's definitely something to look into there.
So let's talk more about the colic thing. And for not everybody knows what colic is, it's when babies get fussy and they're for no reason, and there's nothing wrong with them, and they cry and cry and cry, typically in the evenings, and there's enough to drive parents crazy. Good thing there's this hormone that makes you love your baby, because otherwise there'd be trouble, right?
Yes.
So it's hard to have a baby that's colicky. So what's the insight? What's the understanding between their spine and chiropractic treatment and what the colic is?
So how I would approach treating a colicky baby is to first find out what's going on with the parents. Like what's their home life like? How are they sleeping? You know, things like that. Because the way that the parents are regulated contributes to how the baby is regulated as well. Diet is a huge thing. You know, colic can be caused by, babies being intolerant to certain things.
Yeah,
certain
garlic foods. Or wheat mm-hmm. or whatever, stuff in the mom's diet.
Yeah,
comes
exactly.
through the milk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a neurological issue. Sometimes it's just, you know, they just have something going on with them that they can't tell you, obviously. And it's up to, you know, obviously the history taking and the chiropractor or whomever is checking out this baby to figure out where the cause is coming from.
Well, when I was a younger doctor, we had a colicky baby come to me, and I don't know anything about colic at that point. I know a lot more now. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason why I know a lot more now is because I learned so much from this particular case. And we did a bunch of stuff. I don't want to tell you the whole story, but it was probiotics. And like you said, we changed the mom's diet and so on and so forth. But one of the linchpins in this particular case was that the baby had tension in its back.
Yes.
And we literally had a chiropractor come in and do chiropractic adjustments on the baby. And the chiropractor explained to me, because I thought it was a weird thing, but anyways, the way the chiropractor explained to me that the nerves from the spine, they come from the spine, go to the digestive system. They weren't working right. They mm-hmm. weren't stimulating the digestive system in the way it needed to be. Once she did these adjustments on the baby's back, everything settled. It's funny because it really was the problem was we were doing all the normal things and that case hadn't cracked
mm-hmm.
because it was still fussy. And then we did the chiropractic or had it done. We sent it out for chiropractic
yeah.
and baby came back and got better. That was the linchpin of that particular case. It really made a big impression on me how important it is to have those nerves work right. Which brings up the next question, which is, I don't know, question or more observation, is that when I was younger, I used to think that chiropractic was about putting bones back into place, but it's not. It's really about getting your nervous system to work better, right?
Yes. Yes. It's definitely not just about moving the bones. It's definitely about helping a person, whether that's a baby, a child, or, you know, an older person, a regular like person like me, to be able to self-regulate. Because a lot of us, the way that society is set up, we're, you know, stuck in the fight or flight response. We're stuck in the upregulated, there's not much stuff getting to our digestive system, not just too much getting into our muscles. So there's lots of tension. And to be able to come back to a place where your body can settle and knows what to do, because it knows exactly what to do.
You can get out of the way, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there are so many facets to health. It's not just about the spine. It's also about your thoughts. It's also about, your breathing. It's about.
So the bone can be out of place. But it's because the muscles are pulling it funny, because the nervous system is firing more on one side than another, because you're worried about that project that's coming up
mm-hmm.
and you're missing sleep and you slept funny. Who knows? There's a connection, a connection, a connection, a connection, a connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
The trick is being able to see the picture clearly enough to come at the lowest level, the most basic level
yes.
that you can. Right?
Yes.
So it's not always the same. A lot of times, you could do counseling on a case, but a lot of times counseling, it's not going to go anywhere until you get the pain to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Precisely.
So you got to figure out some way to get that muscle to relax, and you can think of it as a bone out of place, but really the bone's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like common sense for you and I, because it's what we do all the time. We're looking at things this way. But in the general world, people don't think like this. They think, ow, my knee hurts, right?
Yeah.
Can I have a shot?
No.
I'm busy. I need a shot. I need a shot in my knee. I'd feel better if I had some cortisone. Yeah, except for you're going to feel better for a little bit, and then in a month it's going to come back, and the second shot might or might not work, and the third shot's not going to work at all.
And then they're going to suggest surgery.
Yeah, and you've gone through 6 months of you know, doing stuff that didn't really work all that well.
Yeah.
Why don't you take a breath and let's see if we can get to the root of the problem, right? That's really, in a sense, what you're doing.
Yes.
My guess is that's really what you appealed to so much about the chiropractic is because your own problem was treated at the root and you felt better for it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is excellent. So I want people listening, because some people out there really do want to get to the root of their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amy Burgess is her name.
Thank you, Dr. Looper.
All right. So let's take a break. We'll be back with the Health Talk in a moment.
Don't you dare touch that dial. More Health Talk will be back in a moment.
Do you get headaches? Do you have pain? Well, look no further than licensed acupuncturist Matt Priebe. Matt is new to the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine and looking to fill up a schedule, but that won't be for long because Matt Priebe is the real deal. So call the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine at 907-452-3600 and schedule your appointment today.
Welcome back to the conversation here on Health Talk Radio, presented by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Welcome back to Health Talk. Dr. Amy Burgess is our guest today. We're talking about chiropractic care and cracking cases, getting to the root of it. So, I've got five kids,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the oldest of 10. So, there's been a lot of pregnant ladies in my life, or pregnancies, I probably should say better. So, one of the things I've noticed, because I'm thinking about, you know, common problems that show up in pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
and one of the problems that I've seen a lot is heartburn. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot. But I'm going to put you on the spot. So I want you to talk to me about your perspective on heartburn in pregnant women.
Oh,
so what's
goodness.
Your thoughts on that?
Heartburn in pregnant women. I was one of those who had heartburn in pregnancy.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah.
I
received chiropractic care throughout my entire pregnancy also. And to me, it's unheard of for a mom, a first-time mom, to have you know, a labor that's as quick as mine was, but I attribute the chiropractic care that I received throughout my entire pregnancy and the cessation of my heartburn to the chiropractic that I received. My labor was literally like 7 hours long, and that's unheard of for, you know, like a new mom, first-time mom, I should say. I haven't particularly treated a case of heartburn in pregnancy. I have treated cases of heartburn just, you know, in general, where, you know, someone would come in with a gastrointestinal upset, you know, which is being co-managed by, you know, like maybe an internal medicine doctor. They're on medication. And this one particular case, the lady was coming in weekly, and she came in for about 2 months every week. Like, she was very consistent, very compliant. And one day when she came in, I was like, "So how's your heartburn doing?" And she was like, "Oh, you know what? I just realized I haven't had it in like a week." I was like, "Really? Okay." And so she came in less frequently until, you know, eventually she wasn't suffering from it anymore and no longer had to be on medication, which was pretty cool.
So heartburn is one of the things that I treat commonly. It's a common problem.
Yeah.
And I had a patient today who I treated. She got better. Everything was hunky-dory. And then her heartburn came back. And since she knew the treatment, she did it on her own. And it went away again. And then it came back again. That went away again. It came back again.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about four times. And she came back to see me today and said, "Look, I'm not digging this pattern here." So now I'm thinking, maybe you need to come in and feel her spine.
It's possible. I mean, the spinal nerves, I mean, they exit out of the spine, and like you were saying earlier, they innervate different organs, different muscles, different groups of organs. And in particular, the ones that innervate the digestive tract, the ones in the lumbar spine, because the lumbar spine has so little movement and the pelvis has so much movement, it's kind of an interesting area, a tricky area for a lot of people. And so that is, I mean, low back pain is like the most common reason people come to see chiropractors.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so that's a question that I ask very frequently. I'm like, so how are your bowel and bladder habits? You know, like, how are you experiencing your, you know, your digestive system? Because a lot of times people with low back pain surprisingly have those issues also.
Yeah, we see it a lot where people have pain and then compression in their spine because the muscles go into spasm. They squinch down real tight and they squeeze everything together as a way to protect your back. It's called splinting, so that it's less likely to get injured more in the future. But what it actually does is it pinches it down to those little holes where the nerves have to come through, get smaller, and they get pinched.
Yeah.
And if they're pinched, they don't work right. I mean, they hurt for one thing, but also wherever they went to doesn't get the innervation, doesn't get the charge, doesn't get the juju, whatever's going down the nerves. And turns out there actually is stuff that's flowing down the middle of those nerves,
right,
nutrients and things that are going through like the little highway,
mm-hmm,
and they don't get it. So it languishes. It doesn't die. It isn't like it falls off and quits working totally, but it doesn't work right.
Right.
And things that don't work right, don't work right. And they tend to get complications. You grow bugs that you shouldn't grow.
Right.
You get weird connective tissue overgrowths from the lack of blood flow or who knows what.
Yeah. Whole body inflammation, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Things are shutting down. So what you really need to do is go and open it up and get the flow to go. So it's interesting. In a way, I address this as a naturopathic doctor, because I always talk about the importance of exercise and doing yoga and doing Tai Chi and doing stretching and doing so on and so forth, you know, good spinal hygiene. And yet there's cases where that's just too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work, right? The common sense things that work for most people are in a stress pattern,
yes,
and they can't do those exercises,
right? Exactly. Or, you know, their muscles just aren't cooperating because they're, like you said, in such a high upregulated situation.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about the actual mechanism that you do to help people. What do you do?
So it depends on what they've got going on, but you know, a lot of times when it comes to, you know, like the low back issues, the heartburn and all of that digestive stuff specifically, I like to focus on decompressing, because a lot of times, I mean, the lumbar spine takes a lot of the pressure from gravity,
yeah,
you know?
All the weight.
Yes.
Everything above it is pushing down on it, right?
Yes.
All in that one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do a lot of sitting. We do a lot of, you know, hard manual labor. There's just a lot of contributing factors to, like, the degradation of the body. And
picking
the spine
up
and
children.
Yes, that too, yes. Having babies. All of that. And so, you know, I like to focus on decompressing the spine because that, I mean, that's always my first step, because in order to know if the nerves are going to work right, I have to be able to have the lumbar spine move in a way that it will actually adjust, you know, just to make things kosher.
Yeah. So what you do is you put people on their side and you move them in such a way that it releases the spasm of the muscle, mm-hmm, and opens things up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen this done before. Yeah. It's
or
lovely.
I suggest that they, you know, do inversions.
We mean hang from their heels?
Yeah.
Let's get gravity working for us,
exactly,
for once, right?
Exactly.
Excellent. All right. So why don't we take another break right now? And when we come back, we're going to talk about cracking some more cases.
Don't you dare touch that dial. More Health Talk will be back in a moment.
Can you imagine some of the weird questions a doctor receives? Here are some examples that we've gotten. Is there a pill so I can have a girl? I want to find out about my son's yin and yang. I'm allergic to cats. I'm getting a cat. Can I get a vaccination for that? Unfortunately, we can't answer all of your questions, but we can sure answer most of them. So give us your best shot and submit your inquiries to acnm.marketing@gmail.com or send them to our Facebook page. The best questions get answered by Dr. Scott Looper right here on Health Talk Radio. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to the conversation here on Health Talk Radio, presented by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Welcome back to Health Talk. We're here with Dr. Amy Burgess. We're talking about chiropractic care. So, Dr. Burgess, I'm curious as to some kind of common problems that you see. Clearly, as a chiropractor, you see back pain. I mean, that's the number one thing you see for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I know in our practice, we see a lot of sciatica. Mm-hmm. We see, numbness and pain in people's legs and arms and whatever, things like that. And one of the other things that we come across quite a bit, and it's a harder thing to treat, and that's why I'm picking this one, is headaches.
Headaches.
Headaches got a lot of elements to it. One of those elements, it's common, probably the most common, single most common thing that people who suffer from migraines, headaches, but migraines in particular, have is some degree of muscle tension, chronic muscle tension mm-hmm. in their shoulders and in their neck. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that. Again, I'm putting you on the spot. So talk to us about that. So tell us about your thoughts on that and how to fix it.
So I have had lots of experience with patients with migraines, tension-type headaches, cluster headaches, things like that. In some of the cases, you know, it's up to the co-management with the naturopathic doctor or, you know, the allopathic physician because this person actually does need to be managed with medication because it's more of an endocrine hormonal type of cause. You know, when you get right down to it.
Yep.
But if it has a musculoskeletal cause, which, you know, is the most common type of headache, I think, you know, decompression of the spine comes back into the picture for me, you know. I regularly treat my people with headaches with what I call like a cervical block traction device.
That's a mouthful. Now you're scaring me.
No, that's what I typed.
It sounds like
my
a medieval
notes.
Torture thing.
Doesn't it? So basically, loss of cervical curve. That's like a huge deal, and people don't. I mean, even I didn't recognize it as a baby chiropractor. I should say. Until I went to a neurological conference in Portland, and the doctor was discussing that, and it just made complete sense with, you know, the fact that the spinal nerves from the brain, you know, like from the hind brain, are coming out through the foramen magnum, which is the, you know, the thing that connects the spine to the
spinal column.
Yes. Thank you. And so those very fragile nerves and very important nerves are all coming out of there. And if there's any part of the, you know, the back of the skull, I'm trying to say things less scientifically.
Yeah.
It's really
hard for me. So the occiput,
yeah,
right?
The occiput.
No, we have an educated audience out there. You just lay it on them.
Okay. So the relationship between the occipital bone and the atlas is very important because of those very important nerves that are coming out of your skull. And a lot of times, those areas with lack of cervical curve are affected most because there's no motion there.
Yeah.
And the neck, the cervical area, has the most motion in any part of the spine.
Yeah.
So wait,
I'm going to interrupt. So this is the same story we had before, except for on the opposite end. Yes. Instead of being on the low end side, it's on the upper end side, which is muscle spasm causes splinting. Things don't move right.
Right.
The curve goes away because everything's tight.
Yes.
Right?
And
ouch!
Yep. And it's not only caused by, you know, like looking down at your phone or, you know, like just sitting all day looking at a computer. It can also be caused by, you know, accidents like car accidents and whiplash and, you know, all the kinds of things that people get into, especially in Alaska. You know, there's like four-wheeler accidents. Or
slip and fall on the ice. It's
that,
classic.
That too.
You whack your head in the back, but you don't even have to whack your head. You just slip and fall. You don't even have to hit the ground.
No.
The jerk of it is enough to do it.
Or even just bracing yourself for a fall is, you know, something that's going to tighten your muscles and keep everything like kind of on lockdown. So the most common thing that I do, like I said, I use the cervical block traction device.
Which is what exactly?
It's basically just a piece of foam that is kind of in the shape of a pyramid. It's flat at the top, and it's supposed to help the person maintain the integrity of their cervical curve. It's supposed to relax the muscles in the front because those muscles are very susceptible to being like super tight.
Yeah.
And they're avoided during lots of massage, I've noticed, because I get massages myself.
People don't really like getting their neck massaged because they're choking, right?
Well, I do it anyway. So, but this has definitely helped with the cessation of, you know, some migraine tension type headaches. Because a lot of the muscles that we have in our neck, not only are in the back, they also come around and attach to the front ribs. And so those muscles are so important to be loose because if they're tight, they can compress these the brachial plexus here in the front and cause the numbness and tingling in your arms and hands.
Yeah.
That's really common with people that, you know, work at computers all the time. You know, sometimes people, while they're sleeping, they're noticing that their limbs are going numb and things like that. And I'm like, well, let's check out the anterior cervical muscles.
Yep.
And not only just the muscles, but also the ligaments. There's a ligament on the front part of the spine that tends to, especially with whiplash injuries, tends to get overstretched, and then somehow it's just dangling. It's just like dangling there, I guess.
Because the muscles overcompensate is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone kind of thing. You jiggle one thing and it gets locked up, something else goes slack,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Or something gets particularly tight, something else has to compensate for it, and there you go. Now you got your problem. Now you got your pattern set up. And all that thing is the worse you are, the worse you get, the worse you get, the worse you are, and you can't get out of it. You're stuck. The body's ability to protect itself goes awry.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to break down those compensation patterns the best way that I know how, and that's by getting to the root cause, which to me has to do with the cervical curve.
So, Dr. Burgess, we're just getting into this thing, and we're starting to get it where it's juicy, and we're out of time. So if you want to learn more, you're going to have to go see Dr. Burgess on your own. How can people get a hold of you?
So I am at three different locations here in Fairbanks. Tuesday through Thursday, I'm at Fairbanks Family Wellness. And on Fridays, I am at Functional Medical Clinics on 1261 Airport Way. That's the Alaska USA building. And at Mountain View Medical Center.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for doing
so
the good work you do
me.
and working so hard to help people. I also want to thank our engineer, Mike Zuniga, for pushing all the right buttons. I want to let you guys know this has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, Medical Director of the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, where we find the why to your illness. We treat the cause, and we help you to live the cure. Come see us.
Thank you very much for listening to Health Talk Radio. This show is sponsored by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, who you can call at 907-452-3600. To catch up with our previous episodes, log on to www.alaskacenterfornaturalmedicine.com. Our motto is clear: find the why, treat the cause, live the cure.
Tingle. jingle going.